6 p.m. under the big board. Now, none of us had ever been to Pamplona, but we knew there was a train station, and every train station has a big board. So, okay, 6 p.m. under the big board. We decided 3 weeks before the San Fermin Festival, that's where we were going to meet, my friend from UPenn and I. So we took off from Italy, went off on our various adventures, which I could talk a lot about, but not right now. Don't have the time. Went all over. About 64 hours before 6 p.m., I realized I was 60 hours away. So I got myself on a train, which led to another train, which led to another train, another train, another train, and then a bus. And then I got to Pamplona about 3 p.m. I was like, all right, which way to the train station? They're like, over that way. I walk for about 3 hours, everyone saying, over that way, over that way. I get there at 6:03, just basically on time. We celebrate. We're totally competent people. All right. And off we go to find ourselves some trouble. Now, we didn't expect to be able to sleep anywhere because we had made no plans, and of course, everything was booked up. But we didn't realize how awesome that actually was going to be. Pamplona is full of all of these parks, and all of these parks are full of all of these people. And it is just the biggest party I have ever seen. There's like probably 100,000 people out there just going wild. So that first night, we go out, we go wild. We find these people, they give us bodas, we start drinking the wine. There's someone else, a big circle, and they've got this like 50-gallon thing full of sangria. You have to lift it up, you go like this, everyone leaves just sangria like that. But oh, we had a very, very good time. Then about 7 a.m., we know the Bulls are going to run at 8 a.m. We're like, oh, maybe we'll run with the Bulls. Let's take a look and see what it's like first anyways. So we get there about 7 a.m., and we realize we're not going to be anywhere close. People are already lined up like six deep. We're not getting to these Bulls. The only reason we saw them go by was there were people on a balcony going like this. So we said, okay, all right, this isn't going to be about the Bulls. No problem. Plan B, let's make this about the party. So we were like, all right, we got to make this something special. Let's do something we've never done before. We don't know exactly what it's going to be, but we know it's going to be something. So we're going out. We're flirting with all the girls who have places so we can nap for a little bit of time. We're just trying anything. Finally, I see someone. He's got dreads about 3 feet long. He's on a drum. I'm like, this is the guy to talk to. So I walk over to him and I say, hey, what have you got? He says, I got this, a little bit of LSD. You needed one of these stories. So I go running back to my friend, and I say, ha, 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 ha. He's like, what? I go, ah. It's like, ah, all right, where is it? I'm like, it's over there, it's over there. Go, 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 go. So then he comes back, and I'm already starting to trip, but I didn't quite realize I was tripping. So as soon as he came back, he's like, all right, let's chill. And I sort of jerk up, and I'm like, we need more drugs. He's like, no, 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 we don't, but I'm already gone. He can't stop me. I go off, I find some other dread-headed guy, and I was like, I got this much money here, what can you give me? He gave me this much of opium, which I had never had either. So then I go running back to my friend, I'm like, look what I got! He's like, okay, all right, let's work with this. He starts rolling up a joint, and I'm staring at him like, you know what, there's actually two ways to take this in. You can smoke it, or, and then I just go, tastes like Tylenol. Oh, this is awful. Now, I didn't realize, but apparently acid mixed with opium is really potent. Really potent. So I am gone. Most of the next, say, 9 to 10 hours are relayed to me. I know that I made love to a bush. I think I had my pants on, but I'm not positive about that. I know I spent a long time in a bathroom being like, these tiles are awesome. Oh, and I know that my friend, somehow he found a girl there hooking up, and I'm just playing with her breasts. And he's like, dude, stop that. I'm like, no, these are bubbles and they don't pop. This is great. And she's like, it's okay. He's tripping, whatever. Finally, at some point, I'm sitting in a field surrounded by all sorts of other people and all sorts of other things. Everyone is in their own little adventure. And I close my eyes and I am on the edge of the world. I'm standing in blackness, in a doorway, floating in space. There are these broken columns lying all about me. And I say, all right, this is the choice right now. Do I jump out of this door or do I come back? I'm like, it'd be pretty interesting to see what's out that door, but I kind of like it back there too. So I decide I'm going to step back. Right at that point, I go right back into my body. I turn to my friend who's sitting there. I say, move. He says, why? I say, bleh! Luckily, it was so powerful, it actually skipped all the way over him. He got just like a couple little drops, and he's like, it's okay. It's natural. It's water, man. He's tripping quite a bit, too. And then we stand up, and we're starting to walk around a little bit. We don't know where we're going. We don't know what's happening, really. At one point, I'm standing in at a crossroads. I'm like, everything looks the same. And it really did. The same building, every corner, with the same woman waving out of it at me. I'm like, I don't know what's going on. So finally, we find ourselves in sort of a little bit of a back alley, a little bit darker, a little bit farther from where everyone else was. You could see them. You could hear them off in the distance. But we were no longer really in the party. And at that point, a guy jumps out from behind a dumpster, takes a gun, puts it right in my friend's face and says, give me all your money, in Spanish, which I can no longer speak. But give me all your money. And my friend, who's tripping a little more than me now because he hasn't projectile vomited everything out, he falls to the ground. He's like, ah! You would too if you were tripping and a gun was thrown in your face. But I have one of those moments of just extreme clarity. I'm like, I know exactly what I need to do. So I go walking over to my friend. I'm like, it's okay, it's okay. I turn to the guy. I'm like, mochistoso, plastico, plastico. Bad joke, plastic gun. I'm like, it's a plastic gun. Come on, let's go. And my friend's like, We go walking away. The guy's like, what just happened? But by the time he could think of anything, we're already back in the party to go find ourselves a whole lot more trouble.